and so we've moved over onto the other island.
Yeah. I mean,
she's running
my view on this was that the need for people to back up their data personally was made sufficiently clear to lab users. I mean, I guess...
She didn't miss it.
Right, okay. As long as she didn't miss it, then that's fine. All right, I'm just thinking, you know, sometimes when there's a process error like that, you think, oh, then there's something that should change, like make the sign in bigger red letters. But in our case, I don't think there's anything more we can do, really.
No.
So. Well, I doubt I'm going to be able to do that again, because that'll get around.
Yes, shocking where you
went. Yeah, we've got the mailing list out now, isn't it?
Yeah,
so
it's
a mailing list. Should know about it now.
Yeah, there was a mailing list before.
Mm-hmm.
They just revived that, right?
Frank went through it, deleted the people that were have gone or whatever and replaced them, so the list is now updated.
Yeah, so everyone on that list has now been reminded. Yeah, don't store anything sensitive on. Yeah, don't store anything you care about on the machines. So,
yeah.
Right. And we don't know. So there's every chance of this falling over again if it's a hardware thing, right?
Yeah.
There's not much we can do about that apart from.
Yeah, I did do hard drive check and memory check, and it says there's no problems, but something caused it to go wrong in the first place.
Yes.
So
yeah.
We don't know. Just fingers crossed and hope. Hope this. It is just a software thing that we can just fix like that, and that'll be it.
Yeah. So how long does this put you back for? Is it, how much disruption does this cause? Is this a day, 2 days?
Routine a bit last week,
yeah.
At the timing, I think.
Yeah.
And then it'll be, hopefully, no more than, 20 minutes to be to.
Yeah, one try and get done today, yeah, get Windows back on there, try and get Camtasia on there, and get that tested out, and then that'll be, I think that's everything we need before you start running the experiments, isn't it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I saw a bunch of stuff about software updates. That's unrelated to this problem, right?
You mean from
the island? I didn't read them. I saw like 5 messages go back and forth. Maybe they were in the wrong subject header. So anyway, we have
nothing over the last week. Joe has produced another version of the model builder.
Oh, yeah, the island software.
Well, that was a few weeks ago. Yeah.
So it's unrelated, it's not that.
Yeah,
right.
Not related.
Okay, good.
And was running, because Frank did all that, because he then had an experiment, so he was running an experiment.
So, did he get his data in, or is this putting his schedule back?
He's done his.
He's done
his,
it, okay.
Yes. And he backs up.
Right. Well, unfortunate, but it sounds like you guys are well placed for dealing with it, so better you than me.
Yeah, I had managed to get things working on Monday, so everything went down on Tuesday morning. So I managed to get everything working on the on Monday to show that the JCT is actually working, collaborating between the two machines.
Yeah.
I didn't have the eye tracker stuff working, because it was just me running around the lab. Once it's reinstalled, have to actually be a proper.
Oh, so you need to borrow somebody's head and alpha and stuff to run it, right?
Yeah. But it looks like it was doing all the calibration and drift correction things that Adam was wanting on it. So.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's anything to add to the software for that part.
Mm-hmm. So I've got a new trainee who might need amusement at some point. So if you need to borrow a head that talks that doesn't necessarily need to do much else, I'll ask her if she'd mind coming down and helping you out for a while. But I guess Alan was going to be your.
Right. Yes, but she's not ringing, so.
Mine is. Well, she's actually climbing Ben Nevis today, I think. but she'll be back tomorrow. Her name's Nika. Did you guys meet her?
Don't think so.
This is
not sound familiar.
Might find amusing to look at. So, I'll see if. If she'd be willing to.
We did meet someone from another project of yours on Wednesday evening.
Who was that?
Heidi.
Oh, yeah, Heidi.
Gesture.
Oh, yeah, she's good.
Yeah.
You guys might actually have something in common because she does, stuff in video coding and gesture.
Yeah.
And autism.
And autism, yeah.
So, okay. Okay, leave the volunteer.
She's being volunteered.
Well, I will actually give the option, but it sounds like the kind of thing where, it's quite quite useful when you're in that stage to see the different kinds of technologies people are using.
Yeah, so trying to get Camtasia up and running so I can try it out when we've got that coming. I'm sort of doing a proper pilot just
Make sure
to see.
it starts and finishes when it's meant to, and that sort of thing as well.
Yeah, I'll make sure they can actually pick up the audio signal as well. But it should be, the audio signal should be coming out of speakers once it's set up properly, so that should make that slightly easier.
Yes, the bleep was a hardware bleep originally, and so it comes from a PC, which is outside the soundproof box.
Oops.
Yeah,
Well, you found that
exactly.
then.
But yeah, so fortunately the speakers are on the monitors inside the room, so as long as and what was that, I was just getting it set up, so whatever the asterisk sound is in Windows is what gets played.
Smart.
So you can just change the sound to whatever you like just through the Windows control panel.
Okay, so we want one you can pick up using MATLAB or something, right?
Yeah, so I had that running over the weekend. So last week I tried it with the 1 kHz sound, and it could detect it, but it wasn't very clear. Did it with 10 kHz and it's just really clear. You can tell
Okay.
exactly where the beep is now.
Perfect.
So it's just a matter of you basically just play 10 kHz sound over speech and then just compare the two signals basically. So I've got a little script for doing it. So.
Perfect. So you're gonna bank the script someplace.
Yeah.
It's all set up, right?
Yeah.
All
Yeah,
right.
no problem.
Because we won't
No.
know. Right. Well, that all sounds good.
What else? Well, you have altered the task program. It's to put the little eye icon in the mouse
The one in Jeff's installed should have that now. We'll double check my install on the my tracking machines, but yeah, should be updated with that now.
Rather than just a blob, Helen wanted something looking more like an eye, so that you knew that was the eye
Oh,
who was doing
really?
it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we've got like a big circle with a white circle in the middle of it for an eye, and we've got like a rectangle with two like rectangle buttons on it for a mouse.
Oh, okay.
So.
Very nice. Very pretty.
Oh
It doesn't get in the way of seeing what's underneath?
no, they're the same size as the original
Original one.
dwarfs, basically. I think the mouse is slightly bigger, but it's not,
It's
not
not,
hugely
yeah.
bigger, so.
I can see why that's useful.
Yeah, and if it gets a big problem in the pilot, I can easily reduce the size of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If that's not too helpful.
Get a reasonable size so that if they're looking at it, we know they're looking at it. So it has to be a reasonable target for the tracking purposes.
Yeah. Although if you had a big thing and it was jiggling around like anybody's business, like real eye track cases, then you might find that a little bit disconcerting. I mean, small things you kind of expect to jiggle around, right?
Large, yeah, mostly the larger, more oscillation appears. It's not, I mean, it isn't that big, so.
It'll just quiver. Yeah, well, that's all fine. What else? You're saying Joe with the model builder.
Yes, he's produced another version that doesn't have the overlap problem.
Oh,
There was
remind me. Oh, yes.
The collision, so polygons now don't.
Oh, that's good.
Marlowe's discovered something strange about the orientation of parallelograms from when it's constructed to when it appears in the actual task. But I think that might be something to do with the original configuration and the parts that weren't the same across the two. So I'll check that out to see if it really is a problem or not. And basically, the parallelogram was appearing in a sort of, as a mirror image of what it was like in the model builder.
Really?
Yeah. Just totally flipped in a mirror image, not rotated, so it wasn't anything to do with rotation.
Just the parallelogram.
Yeah, just the parallelogram. So, not entirely sure. There must be some way of how the vertices were described or defined in one way compared to something else.
Right, okay, so your job in this is to ensure that it actually is a bug and then pass it to Joe?
Cool. Yep.
Okay, that makes sense. I mean, this geometry stuff is really tricky if you don't do the full plots and stuff in your head well, so I can imagine.
Well,
Because I could get it backwards easily, you know. So it is just a small thing to check this.
The other thing we've done is looked at, not for this current experiment, but for future, when we've got to build like bizarre parts like aircraft wings and things, something like Xfig can output the vertex points for
I
creating
can.
the actual polygons in the first place. Because the model builder assumes that there's an existing set of
Yeah, so you
original
need to draw
parts,
them
so
from
you need to
the.
draw them in
Oh,
first
so
place.
yeah, I suggested you do that in Xfig. Is that a reasonable thing to do or not?
So you can do the Xfig, export them as SVG, and use the
Yep.
just get a list of XY coordinates, and then I'll just write a little script that turns out XY coordinates into a part.
Yeah, so this falls down completely if Nijmegen can't run Xfig. So you better check that one, right?
Well, the
Or
thing is, it's
something.
SVG, so long as I've got something that'll output SVG.
Okay, but they may need help finding the something if they can't do Xfig, I suppose.
So I'll have a look at that, but there must be plenty of Windows things that output
There must
SVG.
be some sort of
But now,
mechanism.
Microsoft, though? I mean, well,
I
both.
know Adobe and things have packages that do it, but obviously they're like a few hundred
They're paid,
pounds.
yeah, I know.
But I'd be very surprised if there wasn't a free package for doing it. I have a feeling that was it Amaya, the W3C
Yep.
browser, does it. I have a feeling that can actually edit SVG files.
Okay. So I wouldn't do any work to try and find out what'll output SVG. Just ask them. Look, say you need something that does SVG, and then if they come back and say, huh, then you may need to poodle around a bit looking for something. But let them say they've got a problem before you spend time trying to figure out what'll do it.
It's not an immediate problem anyway, but I thought it was worth, before Joe disappears, just checking that the model builder is not restricted to just doing the tangrams or something.
Yeah.
So no, it does look like it's
Oh, so well, I can imagine there being shapes that you could construct in SVG format that would fox the model builder in some way. I don't know, I mean, because you don't have specs about what sorts of shapes are allowed, right?
No, but as long as they're solid polygons, it should be right.
Right, it doesn't matter whether they're convex or concave in
No,
plenoids.
well, hopefully that's not what the parallelogram problem is, because it does have slightly
Yeah.
angles and things. But
Yeah.
no,
But
as long as they're in the
I'd
polygons.
create a convex part, just the next thing.
Have you tried
It
it?
just happened to be
Yeah.
a convex part that I was playing with, so it hadn't lagged
Okay, well,
fine.
just go for it, yeah.
It didn't have any self-intersections, so that might be a problem. So I'll just have to check that. But
Would we want? By self-intersection, you mean.
yeah, by a part that crosses over itself.
You mean like.
Yeah,
So
that's
something
why we no, we'll only be working to see with sort of solid OBS polygons and those parts. Because they'll have to have a central point anyway for rotation
Oh,
and
but
things.
by self-intersection here, I'll draw here. If I can find the right end of the pen. Do you mean something like that?
Yeah, that sort of
Yeah.
thing, yeah. So
And you can rule out something like that, right? Because that's two parts for you.
I would consider that two parts, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, some rainy day, you might want to think about. Well, I don't know. I
Yeah,
mean, later
if it
on,
comes
you can
with.
fix it if it
Yeah.
turns out there's parts. It's not urgent now. I think this
No.
isn't important now.
Yeah, so for now, just say that non-intersecting. At the moment, the SVG stuff can output ones which aren't closed polygons, but once they actually turn up in the parts list, it creates a closed polygon just by linking them in
The
from the
last
start
code,
point.
isn't it?
Yep.
So as long as they're drawn well enough, it should be all right. But yeah, we'll suppose let Naomi find an SVG,
Yeah.
so find out does SVG, and then we'll see if there's any problems.
But if they have trouble, half an hour Googling and helping them is probably worthwhile. Because
Yeah.
sometimes people, I mean, actually, I wouldn't expect them to have any trouble finding something because JP is quite up
JP's
with
quite
all
good,
these things. So.
yeah. Might worth just checking what software they are using, because it might create output slightly different from Xfig.
Well, let's encourage them not to use any software that might have idiosyncratic ideas about what SVG is, she says delicately.
It's
I
the
am not.
Microsoft version of SVG or something,
Ooh,
isn't
that I wasn't going to say.
it?
I have no idea whether they have idiosyncratic SVG output or whatever. But
Yeah, I don't know.
the track record on some of the other standards has not there have been slightly strange things about it, so.
Yeah.
But in my eye, you know, I mean, they sh that should be.
That should be fun. Yeah, I think it does SVG output. I can need to double check if nobody can't find anything.
Yeah, I haven't looked through other mail. I did see something from others. Is there anything they're waiting on from us that is a problem, or are they
No.
reasonably happy at the moment?
I think they're not waiting anything from us. They've dumped the pilot studies that they generated based on the task with their English participants or English
Oh, they're
speaking
doing
participants.
pilots.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
But they haven't done anything with it other than
Dump the data.
dump the data.
Where is it
They
dumped?
they dumped it on the
BSCW.
BSCW server, but I've moved it. I copied it onto the
Well, that's okay.
CSV.
You know, we're not using that much space if it's just for interim. And they have to get it from somewhere.
Yeah.
We had a brief discussion just before I left about this idea of exchanging data by FireWire drive. And I don't know if that ever got resolved, but
Nothing further is.
you know, that's not fast enough for little things like this. I think
No.
BSCW is the right way to exchange things. We just have to wipe this stuff off and keep separate copies after that.
And I've sent a thing off to Marlowe's trying to encourage her again to register for the CSV and
The
what
CBS.
CVS and what to do and which bit of software I use. It seems to be quite easy
Oh, so you're
to
managing that okay, and you haven't run into CBS before.
No.
Okay.
Well,
Well,
yes
great.
and no, as in yes, it's new and no.
Yeah. Well, that's
But
reassuring.
so far, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, he's sitting on the next desk.
Yes. And I am just using it through a Windows bolt-on piece of software.
Yeah, that was easy enough to install though, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Yeah.
just yeah, straightforward and then
Copy and paste stuff out the
yeah,
after working, so.
right click things and the Windows Explorer, that's it.
Yeah, well, she'll have to use the CBS announcer because we don't really have a good way of doing this otherwise.
I was gonna double check and when I could access the CVS from home when I was working from home last week on Thursday. I managed to get in and just check the stuff and make sure it was all make sure I could access it. So they shouldn't have any trouble accessing it once they've got the logins.
Well, that's it. We'll never see him here again.
I
Well,
mean,
I might have just got a
they
better computer at home as well.
Not yet, not quite.
Right. And what about the project as a whole? Is there anything that Lou or anybody is after that we aren't supplying? Not at the moment,
Nope, not
right?
at the moment. The only thing that's been going around is the version of the flyer. Don't know what real purpose of these little folded up A4 flyers
They're
is it.
critical to the successful project, so.
Are they just for distribution at conferences? Things are really, yeah.
Yeah, in general places, but yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about it unless they
Well,
actually have
I'm not
specific
really
input.
bothering,
Yeah.
but that's what's
That's what's
circulating around
circulating.
the group as a whole at the moment.
Uh-huh.
I've circulate travel, etc., to Munich
Oh, yeah.
for Ellen, John, and myself. We're all off on the 14th December, coming back on Friday.
And John's going.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. It'll be useful for the WP7 stuff, so. Well, while you do that, I'll be trained in how to hire people. So.
That's what you How to hire or how to interview, is
Both.
that right?
So. So, is there anything else? What have you got on for the rest of the week besides getting this stuff up and running again?
Well, once I've tried out the Camtasia stuff, obviously, if there's any problems, go to the front fix them. If there isn't any problems, next thing I'm working on is the GDF stuff.
Yeah.
I've put on a DTP and a sample XML file on the wiki for the GDF. So it's based on some stuff you put on the GDF
Right.
specification.
So, are you concerned about it that I should be looking at it, or are you happy with it? I mean, I sort of wrote the initial draft of it, I suppose, so.
Yeah, I changed a couple of things from your initial draft. So there's no longer a separate thing for creating new parts. So just put a start and end time on each part. So that was, you had a thing called, I think it's mold or something you said, which is sort of to create a new part, as an action to create a new part. But I gave each part a start time and end time, so you can see when parts were created. So I'm not,
Okay.
not sure if you want to keep the mold or not.
I'll have to look. I can't remember how this works now, 'cause it was a while ago.
Yeah, it's just the GDF specification page on the wiki.
So.
That's fine. I'll try a bit of justification for the change I made on the page. So, I'll send it out for review so that anyone who's going to be using the format can have a look at it.
Yeah, and you'll get nothing back unless I look at it.
Yeah.
So best for me to do that. Yeah, I mean, it's really good that you're putting things out for review and saying like why for stuff, but we also don't want to burn too much of your time recording stuff that nobody's ever gonna look at necessarily. So I mean, this might be a good case for it, or it might be that you should just like, you know, talk to me about the stuff if I happen to be around at the time that you're doing it and not. So if the writing stuff down on the wiki gets to be too high a proportion of things, then you don't necessarily want to do it. Do you know what
Right.
I mean?
Yeah.
So
Maybe.
I think it's great to have the records, and that's really important, especially in big dispersed groups, but this is kind of a smaller group. So you know, we can do things more informally where you feel the wikis are getting in the way of things.
Yeah.
So
Well, that's anyway, so, I mean, it's helpful. It was helpful for me putting it up on the wiki because I could actually think about it as I put it up and say, well, this is why I want to do things this way.
oh yeah, well, if
So.
it ain't even thinking to write it down, then definitely write it down.
Yeah.
Because yeah, we want clear thinking. I can't actually remember how it worked with the molds. I mean, I wanted to make sure that. No, I can't even remember. So I'll look at it.
Yeah,
But
fair enough, fair enough.
I'm sure it's fine, because it's just my memory of things.
Well, I'll have to get to grips with Camtasia properly
Yeah.
to generate the little sort of introductory video, I suppose, for instructional purposes in the beginning of the experiment, so people will be able to see
Oh yeah,
and
huh.
sort of your example movements and things like that.
Yeah. So is that gonna have a voiceover, or is it? We had discussions before you started about whether it should be completely silent, so that they could use in case we ever wanted to do this
Inductory
in
work.
Dutch. Yeah. And so you know, you could just have sort of, well, I think we discussed having it with an English voiceover and having it with no voiceover and then having it just with cartoon noises or something like boof or you know, like things break.
Right,
So yeah, I'm
that must have
sorry.
been before me. So,
I'm maybe imagining it.
well, I know Camtasia. If you've got a Camtasia project, you can have the video and audio stored
Sync.
separately. In which
Oh, so we
case,
could produce a Dutch voiceover for the same thing. Yeah.
so we just send the Dutch team, the video and our audio, and then they can easily create their audio out of
Exactly. Yeah,
from
so I
there.
mean, I think it'd be more sensible just to do the video part of it first and then you add the voiceover afterwards,
Yeah.
rather than trying to do it all at once.
Yeah.
The other issue is if we do a voiceover, does that affect the language that the people
Might
choose to
use,
use?
right?
So
Yeah,
that might be
depending
another
on
reason for not
doing
doing that.
anything with the voice. You know, you start talking about, I've got a
Alignment
great,
or
or
whatever.
yeah, talking about the parts, is naming them or anything like that.
Yeah, so I think maybe that was another reason for just having boof.
Or getting no noise in
Or
fact, I think it's probably,
ding for, you know,
Yes.
you got it or I don't
And
know.
probably actually not even the sound effects, because otherwise they'll expect that in the real experiment. And that doesn't
Yeah.
happen. So if
Well,
they
yeah.
move a piece and it breaks and they don't hear this crash, and they go, oh, what's, what's happened? Is that really what happened? Yes.
Yeah, well, you need some way to make sure that they actually notice the thing you're trying to explain to them if there's no voice
Yeah.
there.
Well, one thing that Camtasia can do, you can have little videos, and I don't know if you've got any cameras for doing that, but you can have videos with people clicking on the mouse and sort of, or whatever else.
Or you could just point to, you know, the arrow that points at the two pieces that broke.
Yes, I
You
think
know.
it can generate
You
uh, Yeah, you
Some like
definitely.
call outs and whatever, so. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure there must be a way of putting big arrows or
Yeah.
whatever.
So you're gonna clear or however you do this for Evelyn, right? Because she's the one that
Yes.
has thoughts about the language stuff.
Yes. But in our discussion, we haven't mentioned it was assumed it'd be a voiceover. But
Well, remind
I'll
Evelyn
let
of the
me
question
just
about whether there are any one.
I'll do that. Yes, because I've got to think of the instructions and so basically deductions of all that's going on, so. That's why I did email Nijmegen to ask if they had a set instructions they'd given their
Never mind, you
participants.
just talk to him.
Probably. I suspect so, because I haven't had a reply back.
I think it's really up to us to.
Yeah, to admit it. It was just in case they had
It's
ideas.
our. You don't want to give him the specification, you know, because that's in too highfalutin a language, but. It can't be that hard to generate something that says.
No, I should be straightforward enough, I think.
On my holidays, we encountered a children's toy shop where there were tangrams. And my son reminded me that he hasn't been able to find his tangram set in a
Oh,
while.
right, you want to give back?
Well, if
Okay.
not if you guys are using it.
It's
Do you
not
find
for
it helpful
it's
to have it?
yeah, it's it, well, actually I could probably just photocopy the manual
Oh,
because
but it's
I
so tactile to have the little metal bits. If you're using it, keep it. He's got plenty of toys. If you're not using it, then I'll take it back.
Well, hopefully, well, we'll hopefully need it for more than another week or two anyway, so as
Yeah,
long as we hold on.
it's not a worry. The lad has plenty of toys.
I was looking at the complexity sort of aspect of the tangrams in that booklet. It's not quite that they just get harder, it's they kind of have pages of similar types.
Oh, similar types,
Yeah, so one page will have sort of parts that are kind of similar to each other, and then you move over and it's a different almost type of design or style.
Yeah.
So it's not quite as progressive in complexity as
Right. So, how are you gonna get your complexity ratings? Google.
Google.
Is there a big Tangram community that ranks these things? Like just one booklet that came with one set of Tangrams.
I'll try. You never
Or
know what's out there.
is it obvious, like when you look at these things?
Well, I'm hoping the Dutch input will allow us to sort of have a rough idea of what was of a suitable complexity for the
Yeah,
task.
but that still won't tell you. Well, how many tangrams are there that they're using? 15 or something? No, not even.
No, not even that. Of this relevant type to what we're wanting to use, probably three. To generate 16 in total.
So that's not going to tell you anything about relative complexity. That's just going to tell you where in the span you want to be. You still need some kind of scale for these things.
Yeah,
If you look at them, do you just know?
No.
No.
Well, I don't.
What about him?
No,
Mr.
no,
Geometry, does he know? Can you tell us by looking at these how hard people find them?
I wouldn't know. No.
Right. Okay. Well.
I'll try
It doesn't
your
really
old Google
happen.
and see if there's a if there are some sort of ranking sites or
Who in psychology already uses tangrams that's still around? People have been using tangrams for ages, so there must be somebody with a folk wisdom you can contact.
I'll try and find out. I don't know offhand,
Right.
so.
I only know ancient papers, so like late 80s. Do people
I'll
still use
research.
tangrams?
I've not encountered them.
Oh, so we're very old-fashioned.
Maybe they just don't use anything like that, I suppose.
Well, there was stuff in the 70s and the 80s, right?
But
So,
I'm not sure if anything's happened since
since
then.
then. Right. Well, the old past is the best. So, I'm not going to let that worry me. Sorry, that was, I think, a big diversion. And we were talking about what you were going to do next after all this stuff was up. And I was going to look at the GDS spec. Is the rest of what you need to do with that software fairly clear? Because this is about the analysis.
Yeah,
You
so
really only need Robin, right?
yeah, so
To
just to work
express
on
that
Robin,
message.
what analysis we need to get out of the GTF format. So I'm gonna basically, I've got the Jest Analyzer's got the basis for a ASCII to GDF converter. So what I'm gonna do is actually create an output, a GDF output part to it. Because any output's video, but it does have internal structures, which make it easy to do the XML. So that's what I'm going to look at. And then once I've done that, I can look at the whatever analysis we need to get done out of the GDF.
Yeah, because there were these issues about how you calculate II lag and, you know, what are the analyses we want out of this that aren't settled, but I think, you know, Robin is the person who knows the most about what's required there. And I can imagine it's going to take a little while. I can imagine, you know, so that might be the focus of discussions next week or something.
Yes, pull many parameters and choose the right settings.
So you might want to try and come, if you get that far, try and come equipped with a list of the kinds of things you want out of it and somebody looks through and see. That one might get the new style, all kinds of things once we have a list. So, but it'd be good to, you know, make sure once we have a list of the things that we think we're getting out of it, that it matches our intentions for what we were supposed to be. You know, if we do talk about that, then it might be nice to have her along for it.
I haven't found it physically yet, but a reference to a 92 paper, it's in the Royal Proceedings or something or other, somewhere, based on an experiment that had blocks, a model, blocks, parts, and then an area where people had to build, you know, replicate the model out of the parts. Just one person at a time, of course, but it did involve eye movements and monitoring where they're looking compared to the hand movements. And
Who was that then?
Ballard.
Okay.
Back in 92.
Are they still in the business?
Yes, I think so.
Where are they?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, they might have to focus them on the complexity, right?
Yep.
So, I think she's not that long. Is it a paper you can get?
That's what I'll have to try and find out. So.
Well, they're still doing interlibrary loans and stuff, so.
If not, the National Library's going to have it.
So, do we think next week that's what we're going to talk about? Because we're not going to ask that one ahead of time. She wants to come along for a discussion of that.
She's not here next week anyway.
Oh well, that's fine then.
It's next Wednesday or Thursday before she's back.
Okay. Oh yeah, because her stuff is getting blocked off the mailing list because she's not mailing from her normal account.
Oh, is that what? Yeah, she's got a Yahoo account or something.
And I can't figure out any way to just approve messages from her without her subscribing at that account. So.
Oh well. So if things haven't been getting through well.
There's only one message so far. It didn't say much. Anything else?
I think get working on the campaign stuff this week, and then so once I've got some idea of what analysis is going out of this, I can think about whether TDF's got anything we need in it.
There's the provisional list that what we need on the wiki anyway.
So I'll double check the GA specification against that, just to make sure it's got everything you say you need from that.
But I don't think that list is our final word on things.
I added things to it.
Oh, well, maybe it is then.
Well, I don't know when you last looked at it, but it was something in the last 2 weeks anyway.
I don't think I was following the attachment with that. I'm not going to have these on this anyway. What I'm really worried about is making sure that there's no big surprises for Ellen and JP, you know, when they suddenly discovered that they're assuming some analysis is in there and we didn't put it in. You know, because now is the time for us to be figuring out what we want out of that data and getting you right the stuff or getting JP right the one-dimensional analysis that he was talking about.
We've got all the data from the ASCII format at the moment, and it's just a matter of what data we need to pull out of that into the GDF so we can actually do the proper analysis. Just think all the assets are going to run off the GDF format. Because we've decided that if we were look, if we're looking at dynamic regions and whatever,
it's,
it has
the
to be
dynamic
GDF.
Regions that I think might cause a bit of trouble.
Yeah, which is yeah, which is why we have to get off the GDF as opposed to the EDF format.
Oh right, okay, so actually you're breaking this down into two steps now. One is straight extraction from the ASCII, and the other one is any post-analysis that, that adds information by analyzing it. Is that?
Yeah, so the GDF, it's got, yeah, so it's got your, the stuff in the EDF, such as the ASCII files, and things like the max movements and things like that.
Yeah, it's
and
just
then,
anything that's got shoved through the iTrack.
Yeah, and then on top of that, GDF can also, it will also have information such as, right, at this point in time, they were looking at new parts area, or they're looking at the
okay,
target.
That is post-analysis,
yeah. So, right. So, yeah, so the GDF is going to have that sort of information in it, and then also because it's an XML file, we can then do XSLT or whatever onto it to get extract whatever bits of data you need for, yeah, for whichever bits of analysis you're trying to do for it.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, well, that all sounds good. So, I've got one thing to check and one person to ask if she'll volunteer to be ahead. As far as I know, that's it for me. See, I have to explain. For one of my other things, there's now a specific wiki page that says stuff Gene has to do. And I'm beginning to think that this is quite a good idea because I worry about that doing stuff people expect of me. Much more than the other way around, right?
Well, I think according to the latest documentation, you're down for 5% of your 15 months on this project or something.
What documentation?
Some JAST report.
Oh, okay.
Officially.
Well, it doesn't actually make its way into its, my salary.
Into reality.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I do spend time talking to you guys. So, I get something out of
me.
Some of the software Craig develops will be useful for my other projects, so it's not completely one-way thing.
I hope you get something out of it as well.
I happen to just, you know, like working. Keeps me around wearing childcare.
You see, it's better than that, is it? Right, okay. Exciting family-wise last week.
Last week was interesting. So, well, one of the highlights family-wise was going to Arcachon, which is this huge sand dune on the southwest coast of France. So it's like, I can't remember. I'm not very good with measurements, but anyway, my husband says it's the biggest sand dune in the world. So you climb up on this life steps and then put a line on the top of the sand dune.
they put sticks up over a sand dune.
Worry about these things because it's amazing how much sand the small children can shift. Right? So
it's standing in
yeah, well, or big eyes, right? You know, in the UK, you don't go on sand dunes, right? Because there won't be any sand dunes left if you do. There doesn't seem to be quite so many people there.
Mm-hmm.
But you still would have thought that they wouldn't really want people standing on the top of it unless they combine with great big bulldozer.
Yeah, well, in the middle of the night, they can shovel it back up.
I don't know how this works. So, but anyway, it was quite fun. We did the very French thing, so it was just the French countryside. They didn't have anything except wine and ducks.
Wine and ducks, right?
Yeah, and duck. So, so I stuck to wine. You know,
and cheese as well, at least.
Oh, goat cheese, yeah. And I brought back some walnut oil. But, well, you know, I can only get a huge bottle, and my husband's gonna probably be willing to try it once and all. So, if anybody needs walnut oil, then. but it's good, you know, markets open in the morning, everything closes between 12 and 3, no sense trying to do anything, which suits me fine. So, you know, we actually went to the market, and then I'd prepare some nice meal. And
not just
sit around, play some badminton. I got to cook for once, it's good.
So you're keen back to the theater?
But my son likes badminton. So, well, you know, as sports go, it's about as far as I go.
Well, I'm looking for lots of people to play badminton with, so.
Oh, really? Well, my son says I'm a keen, very good badminton.